for all to see. A lot of people have something not quite right in their body, some physical defect, sickness, or disease. But by the mercies of God, a majority of these things can be hidden from public viewing. We are going to meet a lady in Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 13, who did not have the luxury of concealing her defect. She could not hide behind clothing, makeup, perfume, or medication. Her deficiency and abnormality were on display for all to see. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. Although life was difficult and it was not easy for this woman to get to the synagogue, she was there in spite of her condition. As usual, the synagogue ruler was present. But on this particular Sabbath, it was Jesus who was teaching. She knew that she was at the right place at the right time. However, we can well imagine that she had no idea what was about to transpire. The woman who through her deformity had caused many a stare to come her way during her 18 years of affliction is now herself a matter of observation by the Lord. We do not know what Jesus was teaching, but whatever it was, the woman at this point comes into focus, zoomed in by God's grace. She who could not blend in with the crowd is now even more so put on display for all to see. Most everyone had already seen her in the synagogue, but now she is singled out, and every head turns in her direction to take another look. The Spirit shows her to us also, and we see her too. Scripture says, "But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.'" The look of the Lord varies from the looks, glances, and stares of all others. He looks with the eye of grace as she becomes an object of unmerited favor. His look is a look of knowledge. The Lord sees what no one else can see. He knew that she would never be made straight without him. The look of the Lord is a look of compassionate power. It is a look worked out in action that freed her from the hold of a power greater than herself. Lastly, the look of Jesus comes with a touch. She came into the synagogue with a defiling spirit of infirmity, but through the touch of the Lord, she can depart free and giving glory to God. She is on view for all to see what God can do. He is still in the business of making crooked things straight through his touch, and bent over no more was she. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. This is Velma Sanders with God's Word Alive. This article was first published in the Omaha Star, August 2021. I can be contacted at vsanders875@centurylink.net.